This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, and everybody else from sea to shining sea. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and yes, I am Bill Crawford, and I'm joined today on Talk Radio WZZN with producer extraordinaire John Abraham. John, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Got to get used to this old board that we used to use quite a bit, but outside of that, I had a good little lunch and I'm ready to roll.
Well, hey, I had a good little lunch too and I'm ready to roll. And folks, I hope you're out there ready to roll and got your, as I used to say in the days of CB radio, you got your ears on. And we are here on Talk Radio WZZN. You can call us if you want on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. We got a couple of good guests that are be joining us today. In our first hour, we will be joined by Charles Winters, the Executive Vice President of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to talk about how important they are to the city of Huntsville and what they're doing for us and what he's been doing for us for many, many years. At hour number two, we're going to be joyfully joined by Will Pilot, who is running for City Council District 4 against longtime City Council member who's been a member since 1988, Bill Kling. We've had him on the show before. I'll be interested in hearing what Will has to say about his upcoming race against Mr. Kling. That's going to be interesting. But before we get started, I just want to tell everybody a little bit about what a convention and visitors bureau actually do. You know, when you think about tourists, you think about people walking around, taking pictures, families, photos, local attractions, visitors filling hotel rooms during big events. But it's more than just leisure and entertainment. Believe it or not, tourism is economic development, and it is also a community identity. It's an opportunity. And how does that happen? It just doesn't happen by luck. You need to have a well-organized, forward-thinking convention and visitors bureau to promote your area. Let's start with the economic impact. Tourism brings dollars from outside the community, and that's a good thing. Visitors, when they come here, they don't come to Huntsville to go spend their money in Birmingham. Rather, they spend their money on lodging, restaurants, transportation, entertainment, shopping, museums, events. It all comes here to the community, and when it comes to the community, that money eventually goes to support schools, roads, parks, and public safety, and all the other entities that you need to have a successful municipality. So when a visitor books a hotel room, that they not only support the hotel staff, but also many, many other businesses within the town, retail, restaurant, transportation, and it's like throwing a rock in the pond and you watch the ripples go out. That's what happens when tourists come to your area. And the important part of that is, guess what? We don't have to fund it. The people who come here fund the tourism. And what that does, even though they're funding it, that we reap the benefits, improve services, improve infrastructure, and we don't have to carry that financial burden. But folks, it does not happen by accident. Albeit true, we're fortunate to have the Space and Rocket Center here and many other things, but that's not the only reason people come here. They come here because of our reputation, because of the climate in this city and the culture of this city. And that's what the Convention and Visitors Bureau has to do. They have to sell your city. And they are the strategic marketing and development arm of our visitor economy. They tell the story of Huntsville, what makes it unique, welcoming, and what makes it worth experience. They promote the local attractions. They coordinate events. They recruit conventions and conferences. And folks, if you aren't aware of this, Huntsville, Alabama is becoming a destination stop, particularly with the government side of things, for businesses coming here to the Civic Center for major nationwide conferences. And these conventions are very powerful. Hundreds of thousands of people come to the city at one time. The hotels are full. The restaurants are full. Try to get a reservation when AUSA is in town or when Quad A is in town. It's pretty hard to do. But it goes beyond marketing. It also brings the community together. I know I'm personally one who goes to many, many events that happen in this town, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau always is there. They're the backbone of this stuff. They drive the people here. And tourism also plays a powerful role in shaping the identity and pride of a community. When people come here to, and I can tell you this from my personal experience, because I've had relatives come in and friends from all over, and guess what? They get the Huntsville tour. They get the Arsenal tour. They always get to see what's going on around here. And most people, when I take them on this little tour, they say, my God, I had no idea. And there are many, many more things to take people to see and to do than just the Space and Rocket Center and Redstone Arsenal. And that's what the Convention Visitors Bureau does, is they provide event planning. They help people figure out what they want to do when they come see this town and when they bring a group of people to visit our town. Just imagine when you have friends coming over or relatives, what do? Do you just sit at home with them and watch TV, or do you try to show them how proud you are of your city and how many cool things there are to do? We have a veterans museum in this town that's probably one of the best ones I've ever been to anywhere in the United States of America. A little sidebar, there's a Cobra helicopter in that museum, and the mannequin on that has my old Army aviation sunglasses and has my checklist sitting on his leg because I made that little donation to the museum. But that's something a lot of people don't even know exist. It's over by the old golf course on Airport Road. Go check it out one time. But we're going to have Mr. Winters here from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's been doing this for about 40 years, and he's gone through many, many iterations of Huntsville, and he can tell, one, how maybe it wasn't so easy to sell Huntsville in the past, and maybe how it's getting much easier to sell Huntsville in the future, because, folks, there is a lot to see in this town, and there's a lot to do, and it's nice, and it's a good place to have a convention. The hotels are plentiful. The parking is good and getting better, and Huntsville needs to be a destination stop on many people's agenda. And that's what we're going to find out. How does that happen? It just doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't happen because people say, let's throw a dart at the map. And if it hits Huntsville, maybe that's where we'll have our next convention at. And of course, they want to come here to hear me on the radio. Without doubt. John doesn't believe that, but I don't know.
No, I definitely do. It is interesting that you bring that up, though. And I know we will have to hit a break here in a second. But for you, Crawdad, what do you go after whenever it comes down to, you know, people coming down here? Obviously, you have the Arsenal, but outside of the Arsenal, where do you like to go?
Oh, I just like to take them. I don't take them to the graveyard.
Oh, yeah, I would hope.
No, don't do that. I just take them around town. Show them what there is to see. I show them Research Park. You know, there's lots of things you can do. And, you know, downtown, the little park we have down there where you can walk around and take your dog on a walk and feed the ducks. That's nice stuff. Not every city has that. So let's go ahead and hit that break, and we'll get out of here, and we'll come back, and we'll be joined by Charles Winters of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I look forward to talking to him. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point, and we will be back on Talk Radio WZZN, as my grandmother would say, in two shakes of a rabbit's tail.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation, and maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work. But how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors all taken care of by Eagle, the same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care, specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at sportsmedalabama.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN. And this is Bill Crawford. And this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We are glad to have you here with us today. And it's just a nice 75-degree day out there, if you can absolutely believe that. I can't, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to complain, because guess what? This weekend is going to change a little bit, as it always does. Well, now we're going to bring our next guest on board, and our next guest is Charles Winters, who is the Executive Vice President of the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Charles, are you there? Charles is not there. I think we've got a little... Once again, we're having a little technical glitch, and we'll see if we can get Charles back with us. And as we're efforting to get Charles, I'll tell you a little bit about him. He's the Executive Vice President of the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's responsible for overseeing the marketing and public relations. And Charles, are you there? Charles is not there, John. He is not there. So I'll continue with his introduction as John efforts to get him on. He is on several boards, including Leadership Huntsville-Madison County and the Huntsville Sports Commission. And he's also University of North Alabama Alumni Association member. He has been appointed to a 3-year term on the advisory committee of the North American Travel Journalist Association and past president of the Huntsville-Madison County Hospitality Association, sales and marketing executives, and received the 2008 Alabama Tourism Employee of the Year Award. So with that...
Sounds like I know that guy, Bill.
Ha! Hey! Hello! Did I miss anything? Sean, I'm doing great. Did I miss anything?
And you hit stuff I wasn't even sure of.
Well, if you're not sure of it, I'm certainly not either, but... I got one question, though, before we start the interview. You've been doing this since 1986, right?
Yes.
Yes, and, you know, I've had a little, when I was in Birmingham years ago, I worked a lot with the Convention and Visitors Bureaus to try to bring home builders conventions to Alabama and worked with a gentleman named Jim Smither. Did you ever cross his path?
Jim was a wonderful friend. We lost him a couple of years ago. I hated that. But, yeah, Jim's a great guy. In fact, we work closely with a lot of the Birmingham folks.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau was a lot of fun. So one other thing I wanted, North Alabama Alumni Association. So I take it that you are a UNA Lion?
Yes, I am. War Lion.
Well, when did you graduate from there?
graduated from there in 86.
86.
There's a theme here. So, yeah, graduated in May of 86 from University of North Alabama, and then I started here at the Convention and Visitors Bureau in August of 86. So, yes, I'm coming up on 40 years. So.
Wow. Well, hey, well, let me ask you this. Let's go back to that that nascent time when you first began with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. What was tourism like in Huntsville, Alabama back then?
You know, Huntsville, Madison County has always been a great place to live and to raise a family. Then it was, you know, really it was a smaller version of what it is now. We didn't quite have the same quality of life. Bill, we've benefited from so many wise elected leaders over the years. I look at how far we've come, the direct air service that we have. We had direct air service in 1986. It was to Atlanta. That was it. So, you know, if you wanted to go anywhere, basically you went to Atlanta first. We've got 18 direct flight airports now, all across this country. So, and everything has changed so much. Of course, we're looking at 40 years. I've been here 50 years, but the last 10 years, it really seems like everything. The momentum has really picked up. And one of the biggest things, you know, I travel all over the country, and I have for years. And for many of those years, people have said, you know, Huntsville, what can you tell me about? Where do I fly into? And, you know, you kind of smile a little bit and you tell them. But now I'm hearing, oh, Huntsville, yeah, I've heard good things. And that is so encouraging. There have been so many great activities that are here that are recognized in top tens and all of that. People not only know about Huntsville, but it's positive. So it's an exciting time to be in Huntsville, Madison County, and the Rocket City.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. That's why I'm here, frankly. But one thing I do wonder about that, and you hit on some points that are very true. You know, Forbes magazine, many other places are giving Huntsville great accolades about what a great place it is. But how do you guys market it as a great place to visit, not just a great place to live? And give us some examples of some of the venues you might use and some of the methods you might use to market Huntsville, Alabama as a tourist attraction.
Well, you know, the easy part of what we do is we have such an outstanding product. you know, the quality of life that we all enjoy as residents, all of the outstanding facilities that we have, everything from the swimming facilities, the aquatic center, to Joe Davis, Wicks Family Field at Joe Davis Stadium, to the Von Braun Center, to the Orion Amphitheater, all of those things that we enjoy as residents, we can share and do share that quality of life with visitors to entice them to come here. And the best thing about all that is they come in, visitors come in all the time. And for as long as they're here, they really put into our economy, they broaden our tax base, and they help pay for our schools and our roads and our police protection and it's a win-win situation because we have some outstanding facilities, some great attractions, activities that are really second to none. And so anytime a visitor comes in, it benefits the community. We don't have the 25 numbers yet, but we had nearly 4 million visitors into Madison County in 2024. And they spent $2.4 billion, according to the state. And, I mean, that's huge money. And that's money that if they didn't pay, if they didn't spend that money, it would have cost every single household in Madison County $1,300 more to offset what those visitors brought in. So if anybody ever asks, what's that mean to me, I can tell them it's $1,300 per household. And that's folding money. That's serious money.
Oh, that's absolutely. That's a great statistic, and I'm certainly going to remember that and use that in my various and sundry conversations. But you mentioned briefly one thing, and I want to expound upon that just a little bit, and that is the Orion Amphitheater in the whole Mid-City area. It seems to me like the Orion Amphitheater has the potential, and maybe it already is, to be a music destination attraction throughout the Southeast. I mean, not everybody has an open-air amphitheater that attracts the big names that these guys are attracting.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It already is putting our name on the map as far as a music city and so many other great facilities. But, yeah, the Orion, since it opened, we've had some outstanding world-class performers. Everyone from Stevie Nicks to Dave Matthews Band to Snoop Dogg. It's run the gamut as far as the talent that's come in here, and they've all basically said the same thing: "Wow, this is an outstanding facility. This is second to none." And a lot of that we owe to Ben Lovett with Mumford and Sons. He's a performer. He knows what performers and their crews want and need, and he made sure that it happened at the Orion. And the other part of that is you can have the best facility in the world, but if you don't have great people running it and taking care of things there, it's not going to matter. We've got great folks here, too. So that's a winning combination, and so you'll continue to see great world-class acts at the Orion for many, many years to come.
You know, one thing, by the way, I've been out there many a time. I'm more of a James Taylor kind of guy. I didn't go see mm-hmm. Snoop. I went to see James Taylor and Kenny Chesney, so that, and they were great. And also, that facility is really well designed, lots of parking. There's not a bad seat in the house. But what about the rest of Mid-City? Is that going to grow and expand around that, maybe with some more hotels and places for people to stay there instead of staying in some of our downtown areas?
Yes, absolutely. There's a hotel that's poised to open next month, the Hotel Indigo. It will open, you know, within just a few weeks. There are a couple additional properties in addition to the Indigo. You know, the whole story on how that evolved from, and I've been here the whole time. I remember when the Super Mall came in 1984, and I mean it was the mall to end all malls here. And as far as the mall goes, it was great. But malls kind of, you know, passed. Parkway Place is doing well, but Madison Square wasn't. And so for a developer to come in and have the foresight to do what's being being done at Mid-City. It's just, you know, it's outstanding. Because there's no way that I could foresee how they were going to change the footprint of a mall that was being, you know, sadly underused and have it be a destination, a district all unto itself that brings people in. And that's what they've done. And people, you know, are living there in greater numbers than ever. They're going and they're having activities and events, going to concerts. And it's just a success story. And it's yet another example of how this community continues to adaptively repurpose facilities. And that's part of our success story.
Well, I think I can think of no better example of that than the former Joe Davis Stadium. But I want to jump into another sports and entertainment facility, and that is Toyota Field. A couple of sports things. Toyota Field first, and then we'll talk about the Havoc. But Toyota Field seems like that is also pulling people in from many areas, not just Huntsville, but from many areas to come and see a first-class minor league baseball game in a facility that is second to none. And that's a, would you agree, that's a pretty good success story?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they really hit it out of the park, pardon the pun.
Pun intended.
Pun intended, with their mascot. To have Rocket City Trash Pandas, I get comments on that just about everywhere I go. Is there really a ball team called the Trash Pandas? Yes, there is. And the other part of the story with Toyota Field is it's not just baseball. They have events and activities there throughout the year. They have a big old ballpark fair. They have their Christmas light event during the holiday season. So it is a facility much like the Orion. The Orion, you know, they hold concerts, but there's also so many other events and activities that are held at that facility. It's more than, you know, just a performance facility. It's more than just a baseball stadium. It's a multi-purpose facility that benefits the entire community. And yes, they're in a very high-profile location. People go past there all the time, and they see the stadium. And now it's even easier to get to. So we're looking to great things from Rocket City Trash Pandas and Toyota Field for this year.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating just in the past few years to take a drive past there and what once was, you know, a field and pretty much a golf driving range now is just a populated area with restaurants and apartments and all kinds of stuff going on out there. And I think one of the best things that ever happened was that flyover to get there from the interstate. That was just a stroke of genius. Was that your genius or was that somebody else's?
Not my genius, but it definitely was, and I'll do another pun, a game changer. It's so much easier to get in and out of there. Not that it was difficult before, but this really, really streamlines the process. So,
A job well done. And I'm a retired Army officer, a West Point guy, and one of the things that I really have enjoyed about being here in Huntsville is I don't really have to invite all of my Army buddies to town because they come here routinely for the conventions. Tell us a little bit about some of the conventions that y'all have attracted here, such as AUSA and Quad A.
Absolutely. In fact, Quad A, I think today is a wrap-up day. And by the way, thank you for your service. We cannot say enough for veterans and anyone who serves in the military. We would not be anywhere like what we are without the sacrifice and dedication of veterans. So thank you for your service, Bill.
Yes, sir.
But the Army Aviation Association, They just finished up a drone warfighter competition, so that might be a little near and dear to your heart. Because did you do helicopters? Didn't you?
Yes, I was a helicopter dude.
Wonderful. So rotary wing aircraft. So they're great. And AUSA, the Association of the United States Army. There's a symposium that's held each spring here. March is a very busy month for us with Association of the United States Army, with National Children's Advocacy Center, and all the great work that they do. They do work throughout the year, but they have an international symposium here in March. And then there's so many sporting events. Joel Lamp, he's our sports development manager, he's starting to call next month Sportuary. And so we've got everything from there's volleyball to gymnastics to we even have the Conference USA basketball championships, both men and women, at the Von Braun Center. So lots of sporting events in March, and conferences and trade shows throughout the year. One thing, though, I would ask of your listeners, you know, if y'all go out of town to events, conferences, meetings, trade shows, reunions, family reunions, military reunions, keep in mind those can be held here. We probably have, for 95 to 99% of the events and activities you go out of town for, those could be hosted here. And that's what our office is all about. We're here to make it easier to have meetings, events, conferences, trade shows, to bring people in from out of town. So check out our website, Huntsville.org, or just give us a call.
So that's an interesting point. So if somebody's listening and they say, hey, I want to have my family reunion here, and we've got a whole bunch of people who are going to come, or I want to have my high school reunion or college reunion or whatever the case may be, you guys, even if they're not the biggest fish in the frying pan, you can help them out, right?
Absolutely. It takes all kinds of fish in the sea. And you don't have to be a huge fish. All the business that comes here, every group that comes here is important. And it doesn't matter if it's 10 people or if it's, you know, 10,000. We value our visitors, each and every one. So, obviously with the larger conferences and meetings, we can do even more. But if you've got a family reunion or a church meeting or anything of that nature, let us know. We can help you out. We can get proposals from the hotels. We can, we'll get you taken care of. That's pretty much what we do.
Well, Charles, let me ask you one question. As always, the clock is my enemy on this show, but give us a little strategic look at what maybe Birmingham citizenry could be looking for in the next 5 or so years in the venue of conventions and visitors and tourist attractions coming.
I don't know about Birmingham, but
did I say Birmingham? Oops, sorry about that. I don't care about that. Disregard that question.
No, hey, it's all good. And I will say, you know, we work and play well with others. We have a nice we call it cooperation. But in Huntsville, I think you'll see things continue to grow. Meetings continue to expand. We have such a great quality of life here. It's something that we can share with people regardless of their length of stay. Chamber of Commerce wants people to move here. They want businesses to expand here. And that's very important for us, too. In the hospitality industry, we need folks to work in the hotels, in the restaurants, the car rental agencies. You know, not all the jobs that are here are going to be PhD levels, and not everybody's an aerospace engineer, but everyone here is important. And this is an outstanding community. We've got things here for military retirees, for young families, for folks just getting started out. And I don't know, I've been a lot of different parts of the country, and I don't know too many places that have much more going on than we do right here in Huntsville and Madison.
Well, I would tend to agree with that, and also they need to get a talk radio show host who knows the difference between Huntsville and Birmingham, but that's they're hard to find.
It's all good.
I just thought, well, hey, a really fascinating conversation. It's just amazing to, you know, just drive around Huntsville and see the things that are literally changing from day to day. And thank you for your time, Charles. It's been a great, enjoyable chat with you, and we'll go ahead and let you go now.
Bill, thank you so much for the opportunity. Again, thank you for your service, and it's my pleasure. Anytime, sir.
Okay, thank you. That's Charles Winters, Executive Vice President of the Huntsville, not Birmingham, Convention and Visitors Bureau. And, John, let's go ahead and take our break and get out of here, and we'll come back just as quick as we can. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. Be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Curran Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s under a mostly cloudy sky. Bear in mind there is an opportunity for a couple of isolated showers. Most of us are going to be dry. Maintaining that small rain chance as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping into the mid 50s. Holding on to the opportunity for rain on Friday. We are going to be much cooler. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and alongside with John Abraham, producer extraordinaire, and we are here on Talk Radio WZZN for your listening enjoyment. And if you happen to have a pocket full of change and standing near a payphone, drop a quarter in or a dime or whatever they take nowadays. I hadn't used one in forever. And give us a call at 256-382-0724. We would love to hear from you today. And that was Charles Winters, our guest from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And, you know, I have been in here in Huntsville for quite some time. I was here in the Army in the late 80s, early 90s, and then came back here in the 2000s. And this town has just changed dramatically. And one of the ways it's changed, I think, is our downtown area or our hotel capability. I didn't get to ask him about that because one thing I really wanted to find out about in our convention capacity and our visitors capacity is the capability for downtown parking. I know they've recently had a deck open up near the Huntsville, Civic Center down there, the Von Braun Center, and that has helped a lot, but it still seems like there's a ways to go with getting a good parking down there, but it's not that bad. You know, if you want to go downtown, you will find a place to park. Every time I go there, it's not difficult at all to either park in the deck or just park in a little private lot where you pay somebody $10 or $15 to grab a spot. And also, it's interesting to me, if you get in your car and head on 565 East, about the time you start getting towards Toyota Field, you start seeing a lot of stuff that's happening out there. There are hotels going up. There are many apartment complexes going up. There's a good entertainment district that's springing up right around Toyota Field. Lots of good restaurants, lots of little boutique places to go eat. And hey, the baseball games, you know, you can't beat that. If you haven't been to see the old Trash Panda game, now, one thing I will mention, Mr. Winters mentioned the Trash Panda logo. If you're not familiar, if you're not from Huntsville and you happen to be listening to this, the Trash Panda logo is a raccoon in a garbage can, except the garbage can is a rocket, and it looks like a flying rocket in a garbage can. But it's a pretty cool logo, and one thing I've noticed as the Trash Pandas have grown and expanded is I'm starting to see Trash Panda shirts and Trash Panda material everywhere. You can go to Nashville and walk around and you'll see people with Trash Panda shirts. You will see people in Mobile in South Alabama with Trash Panda shirts. And if you go to a Trash Panda game, again, that's a place where there is not a bad seat in the house. It's a good product on the field. The concessions are outstanding and it's just a lot of fun. It's a good family friendly environment. And also if you have a group, which I'm member of a group, the West Point alumni group, and we've gone out there a couple of times. It's pretty easy to get a area out there where you have picnic tables and you can all sit and move around and talk to each other. And you're not bound to a certain seat, only talking to the certain person next to you. And by the way, Mr. Winters mentioned that there are other events happening out there. One thing that happened out there last year, which I thought was pretty impressive, was the U.S. Military Academy came down from West Point, New York, which is not just around the corner, and they played a baseball game out there. I went and saw it. It was pretty cold, but it was a good baseball game. So a lot's happening in Huntsville, Alabama, and we've had some of our guests on here before who have talked about some of the initiatives in mass transportation where I think we had Miss Keisha Bryan on, who's the Huntsville Director of Public Transportation, and they are working on ways to make it easy. And I think they already have buses that do this that will take people from the downtown area where there's a good conglomeration of hotels all the way out to mid-city where you have the Orion Amphitheater and you have a good cluster of good places to eat down there. So there's a lot that's happening in Huntsville. There's a lot more to happen. We didn't get into Ditto Landing, but if you're following the saga and the development history and the plans for Ditto Landing, that too is going to be a destination place before too long.
Yeah, and I even actually went out there a few weeks ago, and I didn't know where that construction was going to be going. I haven't heard anything about it outside of what I saw on Facebook. And then I just walked up around the corner, and I just saw this green building that was being put up. I was like, oh, that's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. And to see what they're going to do with the rest of the area as well is really exciting.
Well, to me, Ditto Landing is like a little undeveloped resource out there. I mean, right now, it's nothing but a marina. That's all it is. It's a marina and it's a couple of picnic sheds. And, you know, all you got to do is get in your car and travel an hour and a half east and take a look at the Tennessee River in Florence or Decatur or some of those places and see the many attractions they have there, the lake houses, the boating that's available. And, you know, John, one thing I've noticed, I know your dad's a big boater. You don't see a lot of boats on the Tennessee River in Huntsville, Alabama, south of town. I think it's because most of the land that is adjacent to the river is owned by either the federal government or NASA or somebody like that. But there's no lake houses. There's not much going on. So they're going to need an anchor, and I think Ditto Landing will be a good anchor for that, where the development will just spring forward from that. And hey, there's plenty of land down there to do that kind of, there's plenty of land everywhere. You know, one time, back, I used to say as when Moby Dick was a minnow, when I was a lobbyist for the housing industry down in Birmingham, which was the city I goofed up with a minute ago, we would often have, heated conversations with some of the anti-growth organizations. And I had one of my friends who was a big developer in Birmingham, and they were engaged in a debate like this one time. And he said to the young lady who was debating him, he said, "Ma'am, if you don't think there's any room for growth in our area, the next time you leave Birmingham, in the airport, just look down." So, don't look down around here, look up. And we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back for a short closing segment. And this is Bill Crawford and John Abraham. This is The Point. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's so heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN. He's still a
soldier. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is the conclusion of hour number one of The Point with Bill Crawford alongside John Abraham, who is our producer today. By the way, before I forget about it, producer Brian Temple, if you're listening out there, we wish you well and hope that you get better soon. You know, we know you're a little bit under the weather this week. And folks, this is a good week. If you're not under the weather, at least today is a good day to get out and do something. If I wasn't here right now, I would be hitting a golf ball somewhere, John. I know your dad and you would probably be fishing or something, but not me. I'm going to be hitting a golf ball.
You think all of us just fish? Is that, I mean, you think we all just like go out and fish? I don't have a boat, but you know, maybe if I went over up north to Tennessee, we'd go fishing or something like that. But
well, hey, the only thing I like to do with fish is fry them and put ketchup on them. So
tastes good right about now.
Tastes good right about now. But hey, enjoy the day today. We're going to be back in about an hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about city council races. And those are probably some of the most important races and some of the important choices that you're going to make when you go to that ballot box and mark your vote for whomever that may be. So, John, are we ready to get out of here? Then we will. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. We'll be back in a little bit on Talk Radio WZZN.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
HD 977.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground in afternoon trading led by financials and technology as investors digest another batch of earnings and AI disruption fears reemerge. AI-linked and mega-cap tech stocks are facing turbulence due to concerns over high valuations and limited evidence that significant investments in artificial intelligence are driving revenue and profit growth. Shares of Walmart are wavering. The retailing giant delivered a fourth quarter earnings and revenue beat and announced a new share repurchase program and raised its annual dividend. However, Walmart did issue softer than expected full year guidance. This is the first report under its new CEO, John Furner. And Etsy stock is popping 10% as investors rallied behind the company's fourth quarter earnings and planned $1.2 billion sale of secondhand marketplace Depop. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky. Invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The bookkeeper at the Wadawi Utilities has been fired from her job after the utilities board voted unanimously last night to do so. Brendan Boone is the latest employee to be removed from the utility as it's now embroiled in a scandal of financial mismanagement. Problems within the Wadawi Utilities have been brought to public attention by a new city council member, Jerry Huddleston, following an audit that was conducted of the utility's finances. The city council chairman, Barry Waldrop, says that public funds must be accounted for with financial statements that are presented to the board as well as made publicly available. Waldrop told the members of the utilities board that failure by the bookkeeper to do so is grounds for removal and liability. That's when the unanimous vote took place. The Alabama Examiners of Public Accounts is now conducting its own audit into the utility's finances. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Mobile County man has entered a guilty plea for charges of sex trafficking an underage girl. 60-year-old Joseph McDonald told the court that he did buy the young girl vapes in exchange for sex. McDonald's wife caught her husband with that girl in March of last year. McDonald's plea was entered with a magistrate judge this past Wednesday. The first ever IKEA store in Alabama is ready to open its doors. IKEA in Huntsville will have a grand opening this coming February 25th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You want the right specialist for your recovery. At Sports Med Orthopedic Surgery and Spine Center, we understand every body is different. Your muscles and bones are unique, as is your body. Our Sports Med specialists offer innovative treatments and minimally invasive procedures, allowing you to quickly return to the life you love. Locations in Huntsville, Madison, Athens, and Decatur, and on the web at sportsmedalabama.com. Improving performance, improving lives.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s under a mostly cloudy sky. Bear in mind there is an opportunity for a couple of isolated showers. Most of us are going to be dry. Maintaining that small rain chance as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping into the mid 50s. Holding on to the opportunity for rain on Friday. We are going to be much cooler. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point, and yes, I am Bill Crawford alongside John Abraham, our great producer today, and this is Talk Radio WZZN, and we're here for our second hour on this 75 degree Thursday. How about that? Well, one of the things I think the job of this show that we really have to do is we have to inform the citizens of Huntsville and the surrounding area about what's going on. And right now, one of the big things that's going on is this is an election year. Now, a lot of times on elections, you get lost in the who's running for president, who's running for Senate, and the larger races. And yes, we have had senatorial candidates and candidates for Congress, state representative, judgeships. But one of the things I want to do as we get closer and closer to election days, I want to get some of the candidates for city council on here, and I will tell you why. Well, city council elections, they're not big headliners. You won't see them on TV a lot. They're not going to be on cable news. You won't see tons and tons of campaign ads, but this is the bottom line. The decisions that are made at City Hall shape your everyday life probably more directly, more immediately, and more personally than any other level of government. Let's start with the basics. Your city council decides how your tax dollars are spent locally. That means roads, sidewalks, parks, police funding, fire protection, zoning, growth management, and infrastructure. When a new subdivision is approved, when a major employer builds a facility, when traffic patterns change, when neighborhoods grow, those decisions don't happen in Washington, D.C. They happen right here in Huntsville, Alabama. And in a place like Huntsville, that responsibility is huge because of the rate at which we're growing. But growth is exciting. It brings opportunity, innovation, economic strength, entertainment facilities, but it also brings pressure if it's not done right. Pressure on schools, pressure on housing, pressure on roads, utilities, pressure on public safety. Managing that growth responsibly requires thoughtful leadership. People who understand long-term planning, they understand community priorities, and they can establish the delicate balance between development and quality of life. That's what the city council members are elected to do, and they know how to do that because they're your neighbors. Think about traffic for a moment, and I'll give you an example. You ever honked your horn at anybody on Memorial Parkway? Congestion, rush hour, people, you know, being mad at one another. If your commute gets better or your commute gets worse, chances are your city council member had a hand in it. Housing is another major issue. The city council plays a key role in zoning and development, and they can literally determine which way a city is or is not going to grow. Public safety, same story. Who sets the budget for the police and the fire department and the emergency services? That's normally the city council, not Washington, D.C. And let's not overlook economic development. We have a national reputation, as Charles Winters was talking about, and you can read it in Forbes magazine and other places, that we are the center, kind of like the Silicon Valley of the South, for defense technology and innovation. I know I was a part of that industry for many years. But businesses and industries such as this, they just don't magically appear. They have to evaluate the place that they're going to go. They have to see if that's the kind of school system they want to place their children in, and they want to see if the public services are good and the local leadership is competent. City council policies make that happen. Good city council members make that happen. And you know, one other thing, if you have a problem, if you got a pothole in your road, I don't think you're going to pick up the phone and try to call President Trump. Not at all. You're going to try to get some official who is elected who you can actually reach, who you can go knock on their door and talk to them. And that's what city councilmen do. They represent the district in which you live in. And what that means is when they're that accessible, they are accountable. And that means your vote matters. You got to vote for the person who you think is going to help you with the problems in your district. And another thing that's important about a city council race is, even though it's just the city, it's not the country, city council people have to have vision. And they have to look at the future. They have to determine where this city and where their district is going to go. And they have to think a little bit forward than the next year. They have to think in 10, 20, 30-year blocks. And also, I kind of like this, a little phrase I came up with. The city government is where policy meets pavement. Literally, it is where people's ideas turn into good streets, good sidewalks, good drainage systems, good business districts, and good neighborhoods and places to live. So when you look at these races that are coming up, and as you listen to the people that we're going to interview on this show, see how well their thoughts are juxtaposed with your thoughts. Do they think like you? Do they act like you? Are they going to do things that you want to have happen in your neighborhood? If not, don't vote for them. But if they are, you say, hey, I think I'm going to do that. And one reason that's important is city races, municipal races sometimes have low turnout. So what does that mean? That means your vote means even more than a major national race. So the city of Huntsville has a great future, and you're going to have a hand in deciding it, whether you like it or not. Now, if you choose not to have a hand, you can sit home and watch reruns of Andy Griffin and not do a thing and not go out and vote. Or you can be active. You can get to know who your city councilman is, or city council lady. I didn't mean to say it like that. And you can go vote for them. And when you have an issue or when you want something done, you can go talk to them. And I know this for a fact. If you place a call to a city councilman in Huntsville, Alabama, they will return your call, and they will return it normally promptly. They won't have an aide do it. They themselves will return the call. So that's what we're going to be talking about some over the next few weeks. We're going to try to get all the candidates for city council on and see what they have to say. And one of the councilmen candidates that we're going to have on here in just a couple of minutes is Will Pilot. He's running for city council district 4. He's going to have a contested race. His opponent is longtime city council person Bill Kling, who we've had on the show before. And I want to hear how he plans to face a 1988 longstanding incumbent, and how he thinks he can do a better job than the person he wants to replace. So that's my, I'm off my soapbox now, John. Sorry about that. I got on my soapbox about city council because I think it's pretty important. And we've also had former city councilman John Olszewski on. He echoes those sentiments. And, I don't know. I look forward to hearing what he has to say. And I'm hoping this is informative to you. If it is, tell your friends. And we'll be back in a minute with city councilman candidate William Pilot. John, let's take a break and get out of here. I need to catch my breath.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beams likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at Your Home Window Company. When it comes to replacement windows, exterior doors, or new window screens, Your Home Window is the answer anywhere in Huntsville, Athens, Decatur, or Hartselle. Your Home Window windows and doors are made here in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty. When replacing those old windows or doors, Your Home Window has the solution for you. In-home estimates are always free and financing is available. Learn more at yourhomewindow.com and see clearly with Your Home Window. Visit yourhomewindow.com to make an appointment today.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone. The Lion's Secret.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, this is Bill Crawford, joined with producer John Abraham. Give us a call if you want to sometime this afternoon, 256-382-0724. And now we're joined by our next guest. You heard me talking about the importance of city council races. Well, we have a candidate for District 4. And Will, before I introduce you with this wonderful introduction, give me the correct pronunciation of your last name. I hate to mess up something like that.
Hey, Bill. Good to talk with you. Thank you for having me. It's Will Pilant, but I'll answer for you. I'll answer for anything, but it's pronounced Pilant.
That's what I thought, and I'm glad you affirmed my suspicion. So Will is running for District 4. He is the founder of Pilant Estate Law, where he helps people and families with their estate planning to preserve their assets and family legacies. Will is a past president of the Young Lawyers section of the Huntsville Bar Association and previously served on the Alabama State Bars Association Senior Lawyer New Lawyer Task Force. He is the treasurer of the board of directors of the Huntsville Botanical Gardens, which, by the way, that's a real good thing. He's active with the Huntsville First United Methodist Church. And one thing I like, he has a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Alabama, where he graduated magna cum laude, which means, folks out there, if you're listening, that means he's smart. And he was also very active in school. He was the Student Government Association Executive Vice President and President for Student Affairs, received his Juris Doctor from Cumberland School of Law at Samford, and he's been active in local, state, and state politics. He was an intern in the governor's office, the campaign aide and driver to the mayor of Huntsville. That sounds like that was a lot of fun. And he was a page in the United States Senate for Richard Shelby. Did I miss anything, Will, or does that pretty much cover it?
Man, I think you pretty much got it. Yeah, my wife would have had some negatives to probably add, but for the positives, I think that's pretty much it.
Well, we don't want to talk about the negatives, but...
That's right.
So let me ask you this. I don't know if you probably weren't able to hear the first segment of the show this hour, but I was talking about the importance of city council and how that's probably, in my opinion, one of the most important offices that exist, because they're the ones who make your streets look better and make sure your trash gets picked up and just many, many things that actually affect the day-to-day part of your life. So tell me why you decided to run for city council.
Absolutely, Bill. And I agree with you. You know, your local government, the government that's closest to you, and that's really what has the biggest impact on your day-to-day life. You know, what roads you're driving on, you know, how is the town to do business in, what do the schools look like for, you know, for your kids and for your neighbor's kids. So, you know, from that bio, I guess you can see I've always been interested in doing what I can with politics. But man, that changes so much once you have kids. I've got two little ones at the house. And then seeing it, the world from their eyes, and what kind of environment I want them to grow up in. You know, I'm a Huntsville native and had a great experience all through Huntsville City Schools. I want them to be able to enjoy, you know, the same Huntsville that I know and love.
Well, let me ask one thing. I think it's important because a lot of people just don't really know this. It's not something that there's not a boundary that you can see on the roads or anywhere. Kind of define District 4. Where is the district that you're wanting to represent geographically?
Yeah, great question. So it cuts through the very center of town. It includes Twickenham and Old Town in the north. That would be, you know, Pratt kind of being the northern boundary. Then goes south, kind of along, you know, between California and the Parkway, goes south through the Medical District, through Mayfair, which is where I live, near Mayfair Ballpark, and then south into Piedmont, and then a little bit farther south on Whitesburg Drive. You've got one quarter of Jones Valley, kind of that quarter behind Randolph, the old Randolph High School, and then go west over to Low Mill, and then you've actually got UAH, and then part of Merrimack, the Merrimack Mill area as well. So it's kind of a diverse, kind of interesting district. You know, you've got some wealthy parts, some parts that are not as wealthy, kind of a cross section of town, which makes it a lot of fun.
Well, let me ask this just to clarify for our listeners. When they go to the ballot box, if they are in District 4, your name will be on the ballot. If they're not in District 4, it will not be on the ballot, correct?
Hey, there you go. That's right, Bill. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people take that for granted, but, you know, a lot of people need to know that information. So what are the major issues, you know, and you don't have to do them all at the same time, but give me some of the major issues that you think are facing both your district and the city of Huntsville.
Yeah, Bill, great question. Number one, got to be roads, really major infrastructure projects. So the city trucks have been out repaving various roads, but we have got to make sure that our infrastructure and particularly major roadway projects keeps up with that growth. That's got to be number one. You know, 565 and Memorial Parkway interchange, and that's one of the busiest corridors. It is the busiest corridor in the city, one of the busiest in the whole state. That's got to be, you know, issue and priority number one. So if nothing else, I'll be a squeaky wheel at the local, state, you know, national, whatever level we got to get the road money that we need. 53, that's another one. But those major roadway infrastructure projects, that's got to be number one. Schools is another. I'm a big proponent of schools. Like I said, I've got two kids that'll be coming through the Huntsville City School System where I was a product, and I want to make sure that they've got a good experience. Huntsville has had a lot of growth. Our city's grown by leaps and bounds over the last several years. The city school population has not really kept that same level of growth. In fact, the school-age Huntsville City Schools population is about flat. So I'd like to know if there's anything else that we can do to improve our school system. There's also an economic case of four strong schools. One of the first things that that builders or developers look at when they're looking at markets is what do your schools look like? And so so schools and would be kind of closely number two behind it, but roads and infrastructure got to be number one.
Well, I tend to think that when people are looking to come to an area and either relocate themselves or their business, I almost think the two are neck and neck, but I tend to think the first thing that a family might look at is the school system, and that probably might dictate where they want to go. But very closely related to that is the roads. And I have a road question. You mentioned this. I just wonder if you have any idea what a possible solution might be. And let's put ourselves in a car and we're driving down the interstate and it's near the end of the day and we're going on 565 headed east. And as you get to that wonderful intersection of Memorial Parkway and the interstate, the traffic there in the right-hand line is almost backed up for 2 miles of people waiting to get on Memorial Parkway. What is a possible solution? Is that a flyover candidate? How can we solve that problem?
Yeah, I mean, I think exactly that, Bill. That you've got to at the very least two lane. If you're headed east on 565, trying to go south on the parkway, we've got to have at least two lanes headed south. I'll leave the specifics to the pros, to the guys that went to school for that, and I'll work on the legal issues or whatever in the state world myself and leave the exactly how it gets done to the to the roadway pros. But with the right amount of money, we can fix it. That's one of the it is the busiest corridor in our city, and it's handling much more traffic than it was ever designed to handle. That makes it a big safety issue. You'll see you're trying to go south and people are trying to cut in or flying right through there. So we've got to look at that.
Well, one thing, just kind of a little anecdote to that. My daughter had an accident and we were at Joe Hudson's Collision Center and I was chatting with the guy and he said, Birmingham has one Joe Hudson's, we have three. And I said, why is that? And he said, Memorial Parkway. It's a real easy answer. So something's got to give there. But what about? Something's got to give. Well, let me ask you this. Everything in Huntsville, Alabama and our surrounding area is not bad. What are some of the good things going on that you want to make sure remain good?
Yeah, Bill, that's a large part of why I'm running. I love the town. It's a great city. We've done a lot of things right. Some way I'm surprised there's not 10 people wanting to be on the city council of a growing and great city. So we are doing a lot of great things right. You know, I look at where we were when Mayor Battle took over in 2008. And it's amazing. I was fortunate to get to come back here and have good opportunities in the workforce. A lot of my friends are coming back and are just astounded at the development, the growth, the opportunities that have come. Having a small law practice, we serve, in addition to individuals, we serve small businesses too. I mean, it's a great talent to do business in. A lot of people are finding success in defense or adjacent, commercial applications and so forth. It's a great city for opportunity. It's a great city to come in, and take your crack at the American dream. So proud to be a part of that. There's a lot, really that's positive. I'm excited to get to talk about some of that too.
Well, let me ask you a kind of a personal question. I'll give myself as sort of an example. When I was a young kid growing up, I recall watching some helicopter stuff on TV. And even at an early age, I said, one of these days, that's what I want to do for a living. And as I went through West Point and had to make sure my grades and my vision were okay so I could actually do that, that was my moment early in my life where I said, this is what I want to do. And I did it. I succeeded. Did you ever have a similar moment about politics where you said, hey, I saw this or I feel this deep intrinsic value in me, and this is what I want to do one day?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that I've got, kind of the bright epiphany moment that you have, but I know I've always wanted to, to be in service and, see what I could do for the town and to give back. So I've been able to do that a little bit, through some of our nonprofits in town. And then, in the city council would be a great way, to be involved and to have a say, to give back where I can. I think that the city council should be made up of people, that are living it, just like you and me driving the roads, kids in schools, experiencing all of those things. I'd love to be, a part of that conversation, be able to voice, what I'm experiencing, what I know other, families are experiencing.
Well, let me ask you a question. This might be a tough one, but I got to ask it. I think you're running in District 4, and that is where Bill Kling is the incumbent. Is that not correct?
That's right.
He's been around for a long time. Tell me why you think you're the man for the job versus the man who's there now. And I think it's a fair question.
Absolutely. And so, it's one of those where, particularly with municipal elections, we're running a positive campaign. We're not trying to knock anybody down. What we're trying to do, Bill, is just give positive alternatives and give a voice on where we think that the city should go in 2026 and for the foreseeable future. So we need a candidate, for the here and now and for the future. And so, it's about, and in some ways, it's about the next generation. It's about, looking into, what we want to be as a city, and making sure that our elected representatives are representing and matching that. You can, you can certainly represent, people if you don't have kids in school or aren't, working in a small business. But man, when you're living it each and every day, I'm feeling it. And so I'm able to register, those experiences with the council. And so just excited, to get a chance to talk about it. One thing that surprised me when I really started digging into this council race, Bill, is that how low the turnout is. There's something like 50,000 people in the district. Turnout last election was, something like 7% in District 4, which is just crazy to me. And we started at the top of the show by saying the government that's closest to you, the local government, probably has the biggest impact on your life. And to think that only 7% turned out, man, it's just crazy. And so by running and participating and talking about the issues, I'd love to see, if nothing else, let's boost that turnout. Let's get people taking an interest in voicing what they would like to see, in their local government. And so we're having a lot of fun doing that.
Well, speaking of that, when is the day of the election?
Yeah, good question. So it's not until August 28th, so it's very late into next year. It's the only thing on the ballot. And so I've talked to a lot of people that start to get sort of mixed up with the primaries. I'm sure none of your listeners, Bill, but some people have kind of asked me, you know, oh, are you ready for, you know, the primary coming up in May? And I got to remind them, you know, that the council races are, you know, number one, they're nonpartisan. So you do not have a political party. It's all nonpartisan. And it's not until August. So we've got a ways to go to get there.
Well, let me tell you something. I think you said something about my listening audience, and I will tell you this. I will beg to differ. I think the average citizen in Huntsville, Alabama needs, and by the way, I'm going to try to get some of this stuff on my show's website. People don't know what district they live in. I don't think they know what's happening in the next election that they're going to vote for. And, you know, one of the points I made in my monologue to precede our interview was talking about how much your vote does count in a city council race. It's almost like you have two votes because the turnout's so low. So yes, that's one of the things we're going to be doing between now and through the city council races, is we're going to try to give candidates such as yourself a good opportunity to inform the people as to why they should vote for you and why you are a good choice. Two more questions and then I'll let you go. I know you have young children at home, you're married, you're a family man. So I assume that you have a very good support system in place to help you deal with the rigors of working both here and in Montgomery, Alabama.
I sure do. So my wife, Jazz, does an awesome job and fully supports me. And so I'm very, very fortunate to have her. Also fortunate to have, we got three of our parents are in town. So we got some great mother-in-laws that that watch kids and so forth too. So and then by having my small business, I do have, you know, a nice degree of flexibility to kind of do both. And I do think it's important, you know, for council members to be working or to have school-age children and to be able to experience, you know, the issues viscerally that, you know, that would be voting on. And so, you know, Bill, I'll kind of add one other point too. You know, you made the point, your vote counts. Man, in municipal elections, it really does. You know, if you crunch the numbers, kind of look at it, 7% turnout, that looks like, you know, 51% is about 1,400 or 1,500 votes. So, that's a really impactful, vote that you've got. You can look at, you know, of course, the, mayoral candidates in Gunnersville. They tied last year, and it went to a runoff. So I don't think it gets any closer than that, and no better example that your vote counts than in municipal elections.
Well, it does. And hey, one more thing. I know you went to Alabama, so I assume you are a fan of the Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide, absolutely.
Hey, there you go. I am too. And I'm a fan of Auburn too. You know, I'm a fan of both schools in the state except for one day of the year. And one thing I like to do when we interview candidates on the show is I like to give them the last word. And the last word is this: tell our listeners why they should vote for you in your own words.
Yeah, so I would back up and say, take an interest in your local government. You know, if you care about roads and infrastructure projects, if you care about getting that 565 and Memorial Parkway interchange funded, if you care about, you know, schools the way I do, making sure that it's a great place, you know, for our students and for generations to come, man, I'd love to have your vote. Happy to answer any questions. Bill, if voters want to reach out, they can find me, you know, on my website at pilotforcouncil.com. I can give them my cell phone, against my wife's advice. That's 256-503-2225. Happy to hear from you. Happy to talk about the issues, and I appreciate the time today.
Oh, hey, we really are glad that you gave us some time today. And by the way, for our listeners, the last name is Pylant. A little bit of an unusual last name, but it's nice if you know how to spell it. And best of luck. We will be in touch with the future. And John, let's go ahead and let Will go. And I think it's about time for us to take a break and get out of here and come back and start putting a saddle on this horse and riding it into the sunset. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, Talk Radio WZZN. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s under a mostly cloudy sky. Bear in mind there is an opportunity for a couple of isolated showers. Most of us are going to be dry. Maintaining that small rain chance as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping into the mid 50s. Holding on to the opportunity for rain on Friday. We are going to be much cooler. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. And this is The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer John Abraham today. We are certainly glad to have you listening in. If you would like to pick up your iPhone or your payphone or any phone that you may have and you want to give us a call, now is a good time to do that at 256-382-0724. And one thing I like to do in this segment of the show, it's kind of a shorter segment, but I like to talk about some of the news items that I find that probably nobody else in the world might find, but I think they're fairly interesting. But one that I think is really interesting, and that has to do with what we were just talking about, which is the upcoming elections, is right now most everybody in the Republican Party is undecided. And that's interesting. In the Republican Senate primary, where former Attorney General Steve Marshall, actually current, is running against U.S. Representative Barry Moore, who was our guest yesterday, 43% of the voters are undecided. So what does that mean? That means that somebody's going to have to figure out who they want to vote for between now and May 19th. Also, the Secretary of State in the Lieutenant Governor's race, Wes Allen, leads the current chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, who, by the way, just resigned the other day, so he could do this by a percentage of 23-6. But guess what? There are 59% of the votes who are undecided. So it's early. It's early in the game for the big races, and it's also very early in the game for the local races, but that's going to be interesting. You know, Will Pilant just made the point that, you know, 1,400 votes may decide a city council race. Some of the races in Gunnersville were tied last year. So you really need to make a point to go out and get to know these city council persons, go to their websites, read about them, and decide who you want to vote for. That, to me, is going to be probably the most interesting race in the city, because Will Pilant is facing Bill Kling. Bill Kling has been a city council person since 1988. And so I'm sure in that district, he's got to be a very well-known person. So we will see how that comes out. Another thing that I thought was interesting here in the old Huntsville, Alabama area is, guess what's about to open up? An IKEA. I don't know. I've been to an IKEA one time, and it seems to me like they're the Lego store of furniture, where they sell you stuff that's in a million pieces, and you got to figure out how to put it together. So I don't know if I'm exactly going to be a IKEA customer, but IKEA is coming to town if that's your cup of tea. One other thing about Huntsville, we just heard Mr. Winters talking to us, Charles Winters, about the airline situation in Huntsville, Alabama. And I can tell you this for an absolute fact, is when I was wearing the uniform of a soldier in 1988 to 1992, Huntsville Airport didn't have a lot of flights going anywhere, but now they do. Sometimes I take the flight to DC direct. You're there in a couple of hours, but we are adding another daily nonstop flight between Huntsville and LaGuardia, and that's going to happen on June 7th. So really looking forward to that, because that's, again, that's a place. Sometimes when I go to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, we fly into LaGuardia, and it's nice to know that there's another option for a nonstop flight going in there. Today's weather, high is 75 degrees. It's going to get a little bit colder this weekend. Sunday, it's going to go down to 50 with a low of 27. And Monday, we're going to be a high of 45 and a low of 25. So enjoy today while you can. Enjoy tomorrow while you can. If you are a fan of hitting the golf ball, today might be a good, you shouldn't be listening to me. You should be out there hitting the golf ball around. That's a fun thing to do, and hopefully you have a chance to do that. One other thing, and speaking of weather where it's cold, very sad story out around Lake Tahoe. I don't know if you've been tracking this, where the skiers died out there when they were trapped in an avalanche, and that just furthers my opinion that I don't think I will ever go snow skiing again. My knees might have something to say about that, but I would not want to go out there and get caught in that kind of mess. Another thing that happened in Pueblo, Colorado, there was 30 vehicle pileup on I-25. And I've often wondered, you know, we don't really see, I know when I was in Germany, you know, if you were on the Autobahn, and people often say, oh, the Autobahn in Germany, that's the most unbelievable road system in the world. And I've just wonder how it is. Well, I can tell you what the Autobahn is. It's in Germany. It is nothing more than our interstate system, but it has a couple of rules that we don't have. The main rule on the Autobahn is you get in more trouble for violating the pass left, travel right rule. If you're in the slow lane on the left hand side, you're going to get a ticket before you know what's happened to you. And that's kind of what, the Congressman Will was talking about, or the city council candidate, about the area where Memorial Parkway intersects with 565. That is a pileup of cars waiting to happen. I hope they can get that straightened out. A couple of other items in the news that I thought was interesting. I don't know what this applies to anything, but I guess if you're a tortoise, it would apply to you. But the North Macedonia's Golem Grand Island has a crisis with their Hermann's tortoises. And what happens is the male tortoises are very aggressive and they walk off the cliffs and commit suicide. The females do.
Jeez.
So we got a caller online?
Yes, we do. We got Michael on with us.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, it's a question about infrastructure in Huntsville. At Panama City Beach, we've recently discovered we have to go with a redundant or second water line system to deliver water. And I know you've talked about that. Is there any talk or, you know, thinking about a second water line? We put ours right next to the original water line here at the beach.
Well, if there is talk of a second water line system, I'm not tracking it, and I can certainly find that out. I will get in touch with the with Wes of the Huntsville Utilities and see if that's the case. I cannot imagine, and I cannot see how that could be economically feasible to do that on a retroactive basis. I could see it possibly being in new construction, but it's nothing that I'm tracking. But I'll look into it, and I'll find the answer for you. And I think with that, we need to take a break, and we need to get ready to get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll come back and close it out and talk a little bit about tomorrow. This is Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. Thank you much. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our final little bitty short segment of the talk, excuse me, The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Sorry about that, John. Got a little tongue tied there. Thank you for being with us today. We hope you have enjoyed it. We hope you tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell everybody that they need to tune us in and they might enjoy what they hear. And if they're not careful, they just might learn something. Tomorrow, we got an interesting show planned. We're going to have state by the way, mainly Fridays are going to be friendly Fridays. We're going to talk about good activities, fun things, charitable stuff, and things that make you feel good and let you leave the weekend having a good warm feeling in your belly. But tomorrow, not that this guy won't do it, but we're going to start. Our first interview is going to be with State Representative District 25, Philip Rigsby. And after that, I'm going to have a good friend of mine own, Marty Eaton, who does a lot of charity work and helps people recover from disasters. Look forward to hearing that. And folks, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And remember this, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, coast guardman, person from the Space Force, and even government employees doing what they do best so you can enjoy your life in this great country of ours, the United States of America. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Give us a call, 256-382-0724, and tell all your friends and relatives. And John, I think it's about time to get out of here. And with that, we'll let Lee Greenwood take us home. This is Bill Crawford. See you tomorrow.
I love this land. God bless us.